Can do another.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, would those of you who have taken up residence on the towers, please come down. There are people sitting behind you who have the same right as you, who unfortunately cannot see. It would be greatly appreciated if you'd please come down. On both towers, if you would, you may have a very good seat, but your body is blocking at least 10 to 15 people behind you. No, not up. Down, if you would, please. Please, all of you, come down. Can those of you in the back hear well? Those of you sitting on the top of the truck in the back, can you hear well? Raise your hand, please. It's all right? Thank you. You people that have placed tents in the viewing area, if there are people behind you, please, the same thing goes for those that are on the scaffolding. Please do take them down so that those behind can view as well. As far as the concessions go, it was announced once before, I'd just like to make it perfectly clear. The people who are working the concessions, supplying us with food and drink for this event, under request, as it were, from the producers, are not charging what they were charging before, which at second thought is slightly unfair. They're charging what it cost them to bring it in and to give it to you. So please, take a second check on the way out. We're making every effort to supply you with additional beverage, water, to make it as comfortable and as pleasing an event as possible. Those that feel that the freeness should prevail, as it were, or that all that which is in the concession areas should be for free, if those of you would just be so kind as to turn around when you hear that, perhaps you would have a reasonable explanation for them. It took the people who brought in the food and the drink a certain amount of funds to bring them in. I think at least they should be covered for that. As far as the water goes, what we're doing now is we're making an effort to bring in at least two at a time of the local fire trucks. This will be confirmed in a few moments. And if you don't mind being sprayed, that's one way you'll get it. So all of a sudden, we'll have a little artificial rain. Fu of Santana, if you will, please. You have some equipment that's necessary for performance. Would you please bring it right backstage? Again, gentlemen, those of you who are on the towers, my concern is not for the structure. My concern is for the people behind you. If you can't reason that out, there's a definite lack somewhere in your reasoning ability. Please. I think that a display of perhaps understanding for those behind you is far better than showing just how selfish you can be. So if you would, it would certainly be appreciated by those behind you. Again, when those of you who have your tents up, please think of those behind you. I think that feeling should prevail throughout, that to quote, we're packed in rows without freedom to move, obscuring one another's vision. Try and make it as easy as you would wish to have it for the fellow next year. The polyethylene on the scaffoldings, etc., please fold it as soon as you can and reduce that sightline difficulty to a minimum for those behind you. Very shortly, we'll continue with Country Joe McDonald. It's been called to our attention that the information people, those being found by those being lost, or however you wish to have it. Once again, excuse me, Sound Tower, those polyethylene sides, I'm sorry, they've got to come down. They're obscuring people's vision. Take them down now. Those of you who are lost or are looking to find, or however that works, there are wooden poles over there near the security headquarters. Please, if you will, over in that area, the information booth has been rocked to its very foundations. So please, we'll change the location there for found and lost people to the poles on your far left as you face the stage over the road, if you would, please. The rest of the remaining gentlemen on the scaffold, it would be greatly appreciated, please, again, if you would come down. There's no room for one to remain. Please, on this side as well, if you will. Those of you lying on the platform, I'm sorry. Obviously, there cannot be any exception. Please. Gary Burnett, please. Will you please meet Celeste? Gary Burnett, meet Celeste at the new location, please. Not the information booth. Gary Bennett, excuse me. Gary Bennett, meet Celeste at the tall poles just across the road, which is behind the first aid station, if you will. We're back to concerning ourselves for the moment, if we may, about waste and garbage. Anyone who is on the periphery or would choose to take a break for a while from watching and be of a little more assistance, it would be certainly a help. Any of you that have pickup trucks or anything available to you, not too far away, would you be kind enough as to get those trucks and take them in somewhat of an orderly fashion around behind the concession area? We'd like very much to call on your assistance in the collection of garbage. So all of those would-be garbage collectors, please, today is the chance. Alan Lambs or Ed Wiley, please call Steve Weinstein at the Esther Manor. Jumpers, Lambs, and Wiley, please call Steve Weinstein at the Esther Manor. Flight is ready, please. Laurie Ronson, please meet Ed at the information booth. It's a family emergency, please. Right away, Laurie Ronson, please. Water's a little scarce, as you may well know, so the black and white 3-inch pipes that run up the side of the field, on the periphery of the fence, and in other areas. Please, there are water supply, so tread not. City McGee, or C.T. McGee, rather. Please come immediately to backstage right, which is over here. I understand your wife is having a baby. Congratulations. Could we continue, please? With pleasure. A very fond friend, Mr. Joe McDonald.
Hello, people. You look very beautiful. Are you having a good time? Yeah, no. I didn't know I was gonna do this. We're gonna play later on with the Country Joe and the Fish Band, but right now I'll sing a few acoustic songs for you. A song I wrote for a very lovely lady, it's called Janice.